You're listening to the official podcast of Asbury University, produced by students with God-honoring conversations that inform, edify, and encourage. This is Asbury. We explore culture and current topics through a Christian worldview, promoting a well-balanced life, and we empower our community to belong, become, and be set apart. I'm your host, Abby Laub. Welcome to This is Asbury. On this episode of the podcast, we have a guest who is a very unlikely graduate of Asbury. And I say unlikely because she is not your typical college student. And I mean that in the best possible way. Welcome, Stephanie Morris, to the podcast. So, Stephanie, I want to rewind a little bit. So when I first heard of you, you were speaking in baccalaureate. You just graduated in 2023. So you were the baccalaureate speaker. And I was like, who is that woman? Because she's really cool. You were wearing a hot pink suit. You were talking about how you were a grandmother and, you know, you had taken all these years to finish school. And I was like, she's really cool. So we need to talk to her. So here we are. Thank you.
Here we are.
Can you tell me a little bit, Stephanie? So, you know, like I said, you just graduated last year. What was your degree in?
My degree was in organizational business management.
Oh, cool. That sounds amazing. So rewinding, it took you a minute to get there. You said about 10 years. You're 60 years old.
I'm 60.
And I don't worry. I asked if I could share that.
I'm you proud do not of
look,
it.
You look amazing. She's wearing another bright suit today, which is just wonderful. Ray of sunshine. It's cold in Kentucky here today. So kind of this 10-year process, can you just kind of walk me through your educational journey and
Absolutely.
What led you to Asbury?
Absolutely. I started my college career in 1982, fresh out of high school. I was an unwed mother at the time, so my journey was a little different.
Yeah.
So I decided to take that semester, and then I said I want to go home and be a wife and a mom. Mm-hmm. So I decided to drop out of college then, so my journey changed. But a lot of time, life has different things in store for all of us.
And how old was your child then? Sorry,
she was 9 months old.
Oh, so you had a little one.
I had a little one.
Yeah, that's hard.
And it was hard. I had to leave her, go to college, come home on the weekends, be a mom. And I decided I wanted to be present mom.
Yes.
So I delayed my education.
Good. And that was 1982. Here we are, 2024. What happened between then?
In between there.
What got you back to Asbury?
I took some business courses at a college in Danville, Kentucky, the National College of Business, which is no longer in existence.
Oh.
But I was able to get my associate's degree in business there to support a business that my husband and I had started in 1996 together,
cool.
a barbecue restaurant. And I said, I need to know how to run business. So
Yum.
I went back and I got that associate's degree.
Uh-huh. Do you still have the barbecue restaurant?
We still have the restaurant.
Oh,
we just
called?
Reopened it. Jesse's Slow Good Barbecue, Carryout and Catering.
That's where I'm going. Is
All
it in
right.
Lexington?
It's in
or?
Lexington.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yum.
Fun fact, it's in behind a church, a local church.
Oh, that's great. Well, if you're a local and you love barbecue, if you don't love barbecue, I don't understand you. So we're here now. You gave this just wonderful, wonderful speech about your journey and how God just the things he brought you through and where he got you today. So talk about what it was like getting your degree after all these years in 2023.
There were many challenges because I was not your typical 18, 20-year-old student. I had a lot of responsibilities. I was a grandma. I'm a mom. I'm a wife, a business owner. I'm a manager at my profession at the University of Kentucky. Mm-hmm. I'm a dog mom. Mm-hmm. I'm a woman. I wore a lot of hats. Mm-hmm. So there were not a lot of opportunities for me to pursue my education. And I found this program online. It was introduced to me by a manager that worked at the University of Kentucky as well. And she said, Stephanie, you can get your degree online at Asbury. She said, you're going to need your degree to be successful here. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay. I kind of put that on the back burner, but thought about it. And then I said, okay, I'm going to apply. Mm-hmm. So I applied to come back to Asbury. I guess it was 2014, 2013, mm-hmm. somewhere along there. And I took my first class online. Mm-hmm. And I did well in it. And I thought, okay, I'm going to pursue this journey. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't easy.
Yeah. How many kids and grandkids do you have?
I have a total of 5 children.
Oh, wow.
And they I won't tell you their ages because then that really makes me feel old. But the youngest is 24.
Okay, awesome.
And then I have three amazing grandsons. Oh. And they are local Lexington, so I get to spend a lot of time with them.
So free time is not in your vocabulary.
I don't have a lot of it.
Of, you know, studying and taking classes. That being said, you know, you mentioned your supervisor told you about Asbury. Had you heard about Asbury before that?
Yes, I knew about Asbury because I'm local Kentucky, born and raised in Harrodsburg, Kentucky. Lived in Lexington for several years.
Yeah.
But I didn't know they had the online program until she told me about it. And I thought, online, you can work your classes according to life. Mm-hmm. And when I talked to some of the counselors here at Asbury, they said you can take one at a time, two at a time, three at a time. Whatever you need, take as long as you need. They really encouraged me along the way. Mm-hmm. And there were times where I thought, you know, I'm not going to make it through this class. And there was always that one professor that said, you can do this. Mm-hmm. You can do it. Just turn in the assignment, get the grade, we'll see where you're at.
Yeah.
And then there were other times when different students in my classes, I would reach out to them and I felt like I was sinking in quicksand. Mm-hmm. And they would always encourage me. And this is an environment at Asbury that we encouraged each other through the program. Some were 19, some were 20. And then there was me.
Yeah, I love it. Was that intimidating or did you just feel like...
Sometimes it was intimidating because, you know, young people, their brains, they can incorporate a lot and they're not intimidated. But I said, okay, I'm going to do this one class at a time, one piece at a time.
Yeah. Did you ever second guess your decision?
Absolutely. Mm. Because there were some times that work was overwhelming. When I promoted up in my profession, I would take off from class.
Yeah.
I would stop and drop out for another semester. One, I think I stayed out for like a year and a half at one time because the classes and learning my new role, I couldn't do
it's
both because I wanted to be successful. I wanted to be able to give 110 at whatever I was doing. So that meant my journey was going to take even a little bit longer.
Yeah. So getting through that takes a lot of support. Who did you kind of have in your court in this time cheering you on?
I had a lot of support. I had a support from my husband. I had support from my children who are all graduates. They all, two of them have their master's degree and they're just educated and they're like, Mom, you can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then my coworkers, when I would be challenged with things at work, they would always say, you know, you can do this one chunk at a time, one piece at a time. My manager, current manager, was very encouraging as well. And then just people at Asbury, when I would reach out crying, thinking, oh, I'm not going to get this assignment in. And they would encourage me and say, yes, you can. And sometimes it would be 11:59 on the due date.
Oh, my gosh.
But when you get to hit submit at 11:59 and just hold your breath, hoping for the grade, it worked.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah. And then you just pass out and go to sleep. Yes. Talk about the faith aspect of your Asbury education and how that helped.
A long time ago, a friend of mine gave me the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, that God has plans for your life. And everybody's plans are not the same. And she encouraged me to realize that we all have bumps in the road. We have to go down this lane, this valley, this alley. But we all get where God's meant for us to be. And I hold on to that in my life, and I share it with a lot of people to let them know our journeys are not all the way the same, but we will complete the journey.
That's something that we really love for our students, you know, and it's why we choose to work here, why we choose to help get people here. It's because it's so hard to separate your faith from your education, whether that's from the standpoint of the struggle and like having faith that I can get through this, you know, relying on prayer, relying on, you know, the Holy Spirit to guide you. But just in terms of the educational piece of it as well, you know, did you find that having that worked into the curriculum was beneficial for you?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because along my journey, I did take some classes at the University of Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in-person classes. I may have had one or two online classes there. But I can tell you the environment at Asbury is totally different than the environment at a university college.
Mm-hmm.
The support is different. The nurturing is different. The atmosphere. So I would say there was more value for me to complete my degree at Asbury.
Yeah. Yeah. And then in terms of, you know, you've been through this, you're on the other side of it. What would you say to somebody who was you 10 years ago thinking about this? She's got a big smile on her face. What would you tell them? Would you be like, don't do it? No,
no,
just kidding.
I would absolutely tell them, start.
Yes.
You will finish.
Yes.
Just start. Or if you're in the middle of your degree, I've met a lot of people that say, oh, I have a semester left. I have a class left. I mean, for like a year and a half, I had one more class to do.
Oh, gosh.
And my...
So close.
My team, my people in my community said, go ahead and finish it. But whatever happened, sometimes it was finances, whatever it was, a commitment that just said, not right now. When it was right now, after the pandemic, it was right now.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm signing up for that class. And then it became two classes.
No.
And I was like, oh, I just wanted one. But I said, you're going to do this. So I took the two classes, and here I am, a college
graduate. So you have grandchildren. I bet they were just so, so stoked for you. Everybody, I'm sure your kids, I hope they threw you a big party.
They did. They did. They were so proud of me. And like they were, they knew I was doing it, but they knew what life, what I had on my plate at the same time. So they really realized the accomplishment I had just made when I got my degree. So they were very excited, very supportive, and they celebrated me.
Good, yeah. Good.
And my mom celebrated me.
Oh.
Yeah, she was here with me at my graduation.
Very sweet. I'm sure there was not a dry eye in your court. So how did getting that degree help you for what you're doing now, and what are you doing now?
I'm currently a clinical operations research manager at the University of Kentucky.
Nice.
And we do interventional services research. And I worked my way up through this profession just learning and doing without the degree. And being in academia research, pretty much you have to have a degree.
Yeah.
But my path was different. I tell you, your Jeremiah 29:11 journey, it is for you. So I was able to accomplish the profession without the degree. But I feel more accomplished now that I have the degree to match being a manager. I have the degree in management.
Yeah. Well, and it just gives you confidence, too, you know.
It does.
So I love that because you said something that really stuck out. You know, even kids who are younger, you know, if they have something happen in their life, it can be so discouraging to just think, I can't do college right now. Like, that is okay.
It's okay.
What would you tell, you know, kids of, you know, this younger generation? Just encourage them.
I encourage them to not give up.
Mm-hmm.
Life does throw curveballs, and that brings to remembrance the scripture Romans 8:28. All things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, which means it will work no matter what derails you. I mean, in my case, it was being a single mom, getting married at a young age. Sometimes it's illness. Sometimes it's the loss of a parent. Sometimes it's relocation. It can be anything that could stop your plan at that moment. But don't give up on it, because here I am, 40 years later, completion.
Yeah. Did you always know you would go back eventually, or had you kind of given up hope at some point?
I had given up hope along the way, because life was busy. And, you know, and then putting in my efforts toward making sure my children got their degrees, the finances it took to have them, to get them their degrees, and then just life in general. So I didn't know, but I'd always hoped.
Yeah.
Because it's something my dad wanted for me, who's no longer with us. So I know he's in heaven clapping, doing the happy dance that I completed it.
Yes.
Because he really wanted that for his children, because he didn't make it through the eighth grade.
Wow. That's remarkable.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. So that must have been tough for you a little bit. You know, I'm a mom. You're a mom. You get it. You would do literally anything for your children.
Absolutely.
So was there a small part of you that was kind of hard, like, you know, you put them through school, you and your husband, did you just have some moments where you're like, man, I guess I missed my time, you know?
You do. And there were times where I thought, you know, because we, as moms, we put everybody else first. It's whatever everybody else needs. The kids need their degrees. My husband has a business. I'm going to support him. We both work in ministry. We're going to help the people that are called to our ministry. So we have an outreach ministry that serves the homeless. So we have to put our time into that. So my focus was never on me getting this degree. So I guess that's why it extended as long as it did. But God wanted it to happen.
Yeah, I think that's a common trap for women and believers and women believers. Like, just this idea that we have to put everyone else first.
Absolutely.
You know, you can almost fall into, like, becoming a doormat in some ways. You know, it's like, no, God called me to do this, so I'm going to do this. It's not selfish. It's not, you know. So were there other things that you found yourself saying yes to? Like, did you just feeling empowered to, no, I can do this for myself? Did that bleed over into any other areas of your life?
Absolutely. It bleeds over into ministry and how I help other people and encourage people, both professionally, spiritually, you know, sister to sister, woman to woman. I encourage people, dig in. What is it that you want to become? Because you can become that one step at a time. there will be challenges, there will be obstacles, but we can work through things to get to wherever it is we desire to be.
Mm-hmm, definitely. So what's the ministry that you and your husband do?
We have Inner City Breakthrough Ministries. We've had our ministry since 1996, and we just bless people. I mean, we basically feed through the inner city. Sometimes we pop up at other shelters, and my husband will pull out the barbecue grill, and we'll serve them a barbecue meal just like we'd have in our backyard.
That's amazing. Right here in Lexington.
In Lexington, yeah. We've done it at the Catholic Action Center, different centers in Lexington, the Hope Center. And we also feed every Sunday morning. We do a breakfast at Total Grace Baptist Church at 8 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and we cook up a good country breakfast, and we serve it to those that are unhoused that need a place to come in and have a good hot meal on a Sunday morning when meals are not always available for the unhoused people. Sometimes we just connect them with different places to get clothing. My husband has connections. We did a food drive in Mercer County. We gave out over 10,000 food boxes over a four-month period in central Kentucky. And the blessing that we received from being able to give people these resources that they needed. So we're just God's vessels.
That's
when
amazing.
He gives us, we give to others.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. And now we're almost done. I know we are limited in time, but what do your children do? I have five.
One is an entrepreneur. He flips houses. He just moved out west. He's living his best life.
Oh, nice.
The oldest daughter lives in Chicago. She's an administrator. And then we have three that are Fayette County school teachers.
Oh, wow.
Three of them.
That's amazing.
One is at Dixie Elementary. That's the baby girl. She's in her second year. Mm-hmm. Then we have one at Crawford Elementary. Mm-hmm. She's in 10-plus years. And then we have a son that teaches at Jesse Clark Middle
School. No kidding.
And he's in 10-plus years. And they love the kiddos.
I drive past Jesse Clark every day on my way to Asbury.
Well, they love the kiddos. They really do.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, you know, we gave birth to kids, to children that give back as well.
Yeah, that's great. And we need school teachers. There's a huge shortage. So, well, thank you for your time, Stephanie. I'm just really grateful that we finally got to meet. And I love everything about you. You're so joyful, and I love that you stuck with this, and I'm just so glad that Asbury was able to help you meet that lifelong goal that you had, and congratulations.
Thank you, and I appreciate Asbury.
Well, thank you so much for joining us for this episode of This is Asbury. To learn more about Asbury University, visit asbury.edu.